Where we're going to be this evening, Joshua chapter 1. We looked last week at the first nine verses, and the topic was, it's time to move forward. Tonight, we're going to look at the rest of the chapter, verses 10 through 18, and we're going to look at it from this perspective, follow God's leader. Follow God's leader. Joshua chapter 1. Let's begin reading verse number 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you tonight again for the opportunity to spend some time in your word. We pray that it would be a challenge to our hearts, that it would stir us, that it would convict us, and Lord, that it would guide us as individuals and as a church. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Follow God's leader. The first nine verses focus on God's charge to Joshua and his responsibility as the leader. Verse number 10, the focus shifts from Joshua per se to the people. Okay? So, from verses 10 through 18, while it's talking about the leader, it's focusing on the people's responsibility toward that leader. Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, okay? So, you understand the setting. You understand where they are. They are near the Jordan River. Now, I've never had the opportunity to go to Israel. That's one of those things that's on the wish list. Maybe one day I'll get to go to Israel, and if not, I'll get to do it in the millennium, amen? And so, but I've seen from pictures, I've read in the Bible books where the closer you get to the Jordan River, it's very much down in the bottom of a valley, kind of a swath that's cut out. And so, there's not, like some rivers, the benefit of that goes a good ways back from the water. There's green a good ways back. The Jordan River, not so much, just a little tiny strip on either side because it's kind of down in the bottom of a deep rut in most places. So they're probably not physically right next to the water, but they're maybe within sight, within earshot if it's quiet. And they're close to the Jordan River, and they're up on the edge. They're on the edge of the land. And it's time now for them to move forward. Now, the things that are going through their mind, you know, wondering the what ifs and the hows, and some no doubt wondering, all right, Moses is gone. Wonder how Joshua's going to handle this. But the process begins with a command. So we see here, last time we saw the commissioning of Joshua, the comfort of God's promise, and the command to be courageous. Tonight, we're going to see here the charge to the people in verses 10 through 15, the commitment of the people in 16 and 17, and then the concern of the people in verses 17 and 18. The charge to the people was this. It was divided into two portions. The officers were to pass through the host and tell the people, prepare victuals. Now, I'm trying real hard to pronounce that properly. The good southern pronunciation for that word is victuals, right? I'm trying very hard to enunciate and put all the vowels in there. Prepare you victuals. It just feels odd when it comes out that way, but it means food. Okay, prepare food. All right, I like that command. That's a good command. Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. and to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Okay, so there's command to the people in general, and then there's a command that's addressed to the 2.5 tribes. Okay, so we'll look at it in sections. To the general, or it'd be to everybody, but mostly to the 9.5 tribes, they're told to do three things. There's the preparing of victuals. Now, this is interesting when you compare this with Joshua chapter 5. Look over, hold your place here in Joshua chapter 1. Look at Joshua chapter 5 a minute. I could read it to you, but it's Wednesday night. Any little bit of movement to help you stay awake and alert, we'll take it. Okay? Joshua 5:11, and they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they'd eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. They did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So they're still having manna. So I just thought this was interesting that even though they're still receiving manna, and you remember when they first got the manna, they were punished and rebuked for getting too much, and they were just to go day by day and that give us this day our daily bread. But here they're told to prepare victuals. So maybe it wasn't manna pancakes or manna muffins or manna sandwiches. Maybe this was the time for them to finish curing the jerky, or finish, you know, well, I wouldn't be salting the ham, but, you know, maybe salt the venison. I don't know. But they were to get the meat and the other things ready to go, okay? No doubt, you know, they had cattle. They could kill sheep, kill goats, kill oxen, beef. And so he's telling them to get ready. And so we see here the preparing of victuals, which is interesting. This is a little different, because they've been just picking up the manna, but they're shifting into a different phase, okay? And then you have the promise of passing over. For within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. You have the promise of passing over. This is a significant time. Because even though they're up to the edge and they've got a piece of land, there's still a barrier visibly between them and the promise made, and it's because I forgot about it. Preacher preached along that line, and I said, Lord, you know, is there anything that I promised you that I'm not keeping? You know, it doesn't take God long to bring things to your mind if you sincerely ask that. And, you know, there's some things starting to come to my mind. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I've got to get back and keep my commands, keep my vows, as God's commanded. But they had made a commitment. All right, we're going to do it. And now they're to remember to keep their commitment. But then there's also an incentive. Verse 15, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he's given you, and they possess the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Middle of verse 15, then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it. Return to the comforts of home. They remember the command of Moses. Remember the commitment they made. And then they would get to return to the comforts of their new home. Now that's something to look forward to, is it not? Then you can return unto your possession and enjoy it. You know, sometimes we think of serving the Lord in terms of the work aspect of it as though it's a drudgery. There is work that's involved if we're going to serve the Lord, but you know what? In serving God, there's times we can enjoy it. We enjoy the blessings of God. Whether that would be in our family, the blessings of God in giving us children, giving us family, whether it's the blessings of God in material things, it's the blessings of God in the joy and peace that we have in being right with the Lord, the blessings of seeing how God provides, the blessings of all, you know, the homes we live in and the material things God's provided for us. God has allowed us opportunity to enjoy His goodness. Are you enjoying those things? And are we remembering that it came from the Lord? Remembering to thank Him for it. But they did have, God did not give them a duty without any sense of reward. God over and over again promised rewards. We should serve God because we love Him, but God is good enough to give us rewards. Hey, you keep your commitment, God will keep His promise, and you get to go back and enjoy the blessings of God. They had an incentive to look forward to. So we have here the charge to the people in general, and to the 2.5 tribes. Then we have here the commitment of the people. So the people's responsibility is to follow God's leader, to move forward in faith, to keep their commitments. Now we see here the commitment of the people in verse 16 and 17. They answered Joshua saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. All right, that is a promise of complete obedience. Okay, there's no loopholes that are left here. All the loopholes got eliminated. I mean, those of you that have kids, and particularly they get up into that upper elementary and teenage bracket, they get pretty good at looking for loopholes, don't they? I mean, 4 and 5 year olds can find loopholes, you know. It's bred into them somehow. My kids get that from their mother, because I still have my tendency to do that. But, you know, the kids will find loopholes, human beings, but they left themselves no out here. They made a commitment. We will follow you as you follow the Lord. They said, we will, whatever you tell us we'll do, wherever you send us we'll go, and just as we hearken unto Moses, so will we hearken unto thee. Now, at first glance, you might think that as we obeyed Moses, so we will obey thee, might not sound like all that great a promise. But you got to remember, these are not the ones that rebelled and had to wander for 38 years in the wilderness. These are their children. So they've seen the results of that. And in particular, as they've gotten closer, there hasn't been the murmuring and the complaining. And so maybe there's some hope when they say, as we followed Moses, so we will follow you. But they made a commitment of complete obedience. And notice, verse 18, whosoever he beeth that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. They said, you know what? Not only are we going to listen, if anybody else doesn't listen, we're going to get them. We're going to put them to death. The death penalty for disobeying Joshua. Okay? Now, I'm not advocating that we institute that particular standard in our church. But I like the zeal. It says, anybody doesn't want to follow God and follow God's leader, you know, we're not going to tolerate that. Okay? Now, it's a little different situation here, but you know, we ought to have that same kind of attitude when it comes to following the Lord and following God's leader. That is, that we're going to follow completely. And we're not interested in listening to those that are malcontents or discontent or don't like some particular decision that was made. No, we're not going to put up with that. We're going to go forward. Now, the New Testament has a balance for this. God had obviously called Moses. He had obviously called Joshua. But that was a little different scenario. What is the New Testament responsibility? Hold your place here in Joshua. Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. Find 1 Corinthians chapter 4 with me, if you would, please. It's right after Romans. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 15, this is Paul pleading with the Corinthian believers, and he says, though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. He's saying, I'm your spiritual father, not in the Catholic sense, Catholic Church sense of the word father, but that he was their spiritual father, introduced them to Christ. Verse 16, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Now, turn over to chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, and we get the balancing point to this. 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am, what's the next two words? Of Christ. Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says that we're to be followers of God as dear children. And children need leaders. They grow and they learn responsibility, but that's why God gave them parents and gave them leaders. Philippians 3, verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, they're the enemies of the cross of Christ. So Paul in Philippians and in 1 Corinthians and in 1 and 2 Thessalonians says, be ye followers of me as I follow Christ. Now, in my relatively short lifetime, I have seen men who have demanded complete loyalty. They've demanded, you know, I'm the man of God and you're to follow me and you're to listen to everything that I say and do. I'm a little bit young to have seen it, but I have read about it. There was a particular leader in an independent Baptist church who made his followers wear buttons that said, I'm 100% in favor of so-and-so. Okay? Now, that is not a biblical mandate. Okay? That's not the mandate of the New Testament. However, the mandate of the New Testament is we're to follow those that God has placed in positions of spiritual authority as they follow Christ. If you can demonstrate that they are clearly not following Christ, then Ephesians chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5 says that rebuke not an elder but entreat him as a father. And the two or three witnesses are where to go and plead and say, hey, I don't believe this is right. But unless that's the case, we're to follow the leader that God has put in place as he follows Christ. You know, all of us want to see Maranatha Baptist Church go forward. But as Brother Davidson takes the leadership of Maranatha Baptist Church, God will direct him as he seeks the Lord. God will direct him in certain areas and certain ways on how to lead the church forward. It's our responsibility to follow it. It's our responsibility to accept the admonition, whether it's encouragement, admonishment, rebuke, or teaching. It's our responsibility to follow the Scriptures as they're laid out. As long as the preaching is faithful to the Scriptures, our responsibility to obey. And the responsibility is that as long as the leader is following God, we're to follow him. That's what the people, in essence, said here to Joshua in verse number 17. If I get back over here, only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. They committed to complete obedience without any loopholes, and they went so far as to say the death penalty for those that didn't obey. Okay, we're not advocating that, but we are saying there ought to be the same kind of a zeal for God and a dislike for going against God's clear instructions. But then I want you to see with me, lastly, the concern of the people. The end of verse 17. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. They were concerned for two things, for their leader. These are things for which we can pray for our leaders. They were concerned, first of all, for the blessing of God. Let God be with you as he was with Moses, the presence of God, the blessing of God. Verse 18, they were concerned for the leading of God. Only be strong and of a good courage. Their concern was that you follow God. We want to see God's hand on you, and we want to see you follow God's leading. It's interesting that this be strong and of a good courage comes up again. We've seen it in verses 5, 6, and 9 where God told Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. And here, that admonition, that encouragement is repeated back from the people back to Joshua. Joshua, you be strong and of a good courage. What did the people want? Their concern? They wanted to see the leading of God and the blessing of God. And that's what they were praying for their leader. Well, I hope you're praying for that for Pastor Davidson now. Hope you're praying for that for everybody who has a part in this ministry, music ministry or teaching or any part of leadership. But particularly, we should be praying for the leadership of Pastor Davidson that will have the blessing of God and the leading of God. That was the people's concern. They made a commitment. We're going to follow you because we believe you're following God. Their only concern was you follow God and you don't stray from that. Be strong and have a good courage. Hang on. Be firm. Be solid. Be stout. Don't deviate from what God's told you and we'll follow you. Follow God's leader. They were to prepare. They were to claim the promises. They were to not only pass over but to possess God's land for them. There was a commitment. We will obey God. And we will obey you as long as you follow the Lord. The concern of the people that their leader would see the blessing of God and the leading of God. Follow God's leader. That's our responsibility to prepare, to claim God's promises, to follow and obey as the leader obeys the Lord, and to pray that the blessing of God and the leading of God would be upon them. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to internalize these truths of Scripture. And we pray that your hand of blessing and leading would continue to be upon Maranatha Baptist Church. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's shift to take some prayer requests here. Everybody got a prayer sheet? Did you pick up a prayer request sheet as you came?